Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one tentative number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by a male and racial best friend duo. AB, good news.
What?
I think Matt's fine. I think we're fine. There's nothing to worry about anymore. He's got it. He's pretty good.
I got some concerns, Rim.
Oh, good. We flipped.
not about Matt. More so about this season in general. Wait till the article of the week, the headline of the week, Rim. Wait for that.
Come on.
I got some news.
Would you read a spoiler?
No. Almost though. Glad you mentioned that. Almost.
Out there.
It's really scary. It was a light week, for headlines, but I found one that is alarming for us. Okay. Stay tuned.
I don't like that. I don't like what you just
okay,
did.
Okay.
I have a pit in my stomach. What could that be?
I just ruined your whole show.
What could that be? Hey, everything's fine.
Rim's
actually,
attitude.
Rim, that bums me out big time. All right. Well, here's what I was going to say about Matt. And if this is unrelated to Matt, you're crushing news.
No, not entirely unrelated, but it's not anything of his doing so far, I'd say.
This could not be more mysterious.
You want it right now?
That's your call. I don't know what it is. So
I don't want Rim to be down in the dumps all episode because I did a tease.
I won't be. We'll see. I was gonna say about Matt, whoever chopped up the previews made him look like he was mute. Like he had no charisma.
Yeah.
And I think that's not the case. I think he's fine.
Yeah,
good.
I think he's fine. I think we're fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Before we get started, the big announcement I said that I had for this week, it's got to wait till next week. I'm sorry.
No. So that's sorry. Really messed yeah. up.
I'm sorry. It's my fault. It's just not ready yet. And I was all stressed out trying to get everything going. And then I realized, who's putting this deadline on us?
You.
Just me. So who...
You don't need to rush it.
You don't even know what it is. They don't know what they're waiting for.
Something like this, you don't want to rush either, Rim.
That's the clear moment I had, the moment of clarity.
You don't want to rush this. Now, people have been guessing what old Rim's talking about here. A lot of good guesses out there. I will say this.
Obvious.
I will say this. One person did guess it right in the Facebook group. I will say that.
We'll talk about the Facebook group later. That is already out of my control. That is completely unwieldy.
I'd like to talk more about the Facebook group, a full segment if we could, but one
we'll
small
save it
thing.
To the end.
Okay.
Go ahead. No, you can go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know how to act in there for one.
No, I don't
but
either.
But what I've been doing, especially in that, someone posed the question, what is Rim talking about? I've been throwing
throw him off the scent?
Throw him off the scent by yeah. liking a few different ones. So the people that created those posts are like, oh, damn, I guessed it right. But no, I did that to a bunch of people. I'm just throwing you off the scent.
Let me fix my chair. Did Rim run a 10K? Did Rim lose his 50 pounds? Could be. Speaking of chopping up previews, AB, the episode once again starts with this cold open. Somebody's woozy at the rose ceremony. Who is it? How's their health?
Mm-hmm.
Are they in good spirits?
I don't know what I think about these teasers, Rim.
I don't either.
As a person that just gave a teaser, I don't know what I think about. I don't know if I like these.
The exact same. We do that every episode. But I think it could be. It could just be like, hey, let's try something new, which I'm on board with, you know.
Sure. Test the waters.
I appreciate tiny little changes in this franchise. Try something new. See if it works. Keep it. If it doesn't, ditch it. But the person in me who thinks that, who is concerned there's not enough good drama on this season might say they're just doing it because they're trying to hook us with the most dramatic thing that happened in the episode, because most of the episode is drama free. Mm-hmm. Probably thinking too much, but anyway.
This one is even more infuriating because they don't even give you.
We didn't get the resolution.
We didn't get the resolution of what they teased us. So we're gonna have that teaser. That teaser's going to next week already, and they teased us that episode. That's too much.
This cliffhanger, I don't like it. Because we know how it's gonna end. I have a couple reasons why I don't like it. Anyway, yeah. Matt's jogging early in the morning. The mist. Okay, the sun's coming up. The mist is out there. Not all you people who jog in the afternoon like bums. Not Matt. Oh, you only jog too? Not Matt. He also rides a Peloton.
Second time they've shown a Peloton here, Rim.
You know what? Why is Peloton paying for product placement during their best year by a trillion miles ever?
I have a question for that as well. I saw something online.
Yeah,
Marketing 101. I saw something online about how they are back ordered for months and months and months. So if you wanted a Peloton right now, you wouldn't be able to get a Peloton. So why are you product placing if I can't even get the Peloton Matt James is riding?
You read somewhere they're back ordered. You didn't find out for yourself that they're back ordered by trying to place you're not going to get a Peloton.
Of course I'm not getting a Peloton. Okay. They're crazy expensive for him.
It's the lifestyle. You're paying for the lifestyle brand.
Now listen to me. I would love to be a part of that brand. I would love to.
Yeah, I feel
loved
out.
But I'm not going to. Yeah, I just read somewhere that they are back ordered. I didn't actually try this.
The shower scene, the obligatory bachelor shower scene, mm-hmm. The camera is creeping lower and lower on these scenes. I had to yell out, stop!
You're gonna hey!
That's the V part. You can't show that. Stop zooming in. Anyway, Nima Colin, breathtaking as usual. I'd like to say, AB, back to little things. This might not make a difference to most people. This season, visually, looks... I have here 10 times better. I'm going to say 12 times better than La Quinta. And that makes a difference for me when I'm watching, not just drone shots, but even just cut scenes when the background is constantly changing. I enjoy the scenes, or I enjoy the show more because the B-roll is better, honestly. Because in La Quinta, it looked the same.
That is a conservative estimate on how much better this, that's conservative on Rim's part, is this the scenery? Not even close. Not even close. Rim, you want to talk about foliage? Holy cow.
I love talking about foliage.
Holy cow.
I'm serious. I love talking about foliage.
So do I. So do I. We don't just got to get there. We got to drive around there.
Yeah.
Okay? Beautiful.
I'm hoping they take like a 2-week break between when the leaves fall and when snow starts so we don't get any ugly background of Nima Colin.
Yeah.
We're going extremely slow. Anyway, they're staying at a separate place. So that thing where the limo pulled up, that it was Mr. Burns' mansion, basically, just this huge.
Yeah.
They're staying at more like a regular hotel. The lobby looked like a casino. That's where they're staying. It's separate.
Yeah. Okay.
Chris strolls in. 3 dates. 1 group date. 2 one-on-one dates. Like the old days. Breeze on the date card. Anything else before we get to her date? Foliage?
No, beautiful. Just beautiful foliage. That's all. Nothing to see here.
Bree one-on-one date, daytime. Have you ever ridden an ATV, AB?
No.
If you know one thing about ATVs, it should be that they're extremely dangerous.
I haven't ridden an ATV, but I know that.
Gosh, they are dangerous. Holy smokes.
So you have ridden one?
I used to have to ride one I worked at a golf course and the range picker was an ATV. And those things have more giddy up than your old Pontiac. I swear to God, those things can go from 0 to 60 like you would not believe. They're heavy too, and they're easy to flip. So that's, and these look like Halo ATBs. Yeah, huge.
These ones will zoom. The ones that are on were zooming. Okay.
I saw these two ATBs. I go, there, something bad is going to happen on this date. This is not safe. While they're on, they're riding around. Okay. Not in the trail foliage. Breathtaking. What'd you make of Matt swerving back and forth?
Okay, that is the moment where I realized, oh, wait a second. Okay, this is getting completely out of control.
They just let him loose.
Did they not put any sort of rules behind, like, Matt, you don't mess around on these things. This is real life. We can't have you get seriously injured on this ATV. They shouldn't even have been driving. Matt shouldn't have been driving. As soon as they saw him, he was going back and forth. You see my hands here? He was swerving
her with mud. Bree was caked in mud because of what he was doing.
Matt was right in front of Bree, and he was swerving from one end to, you know how when you lose control and you're just trying to correct, but then you just end up going back and forth? That's what he was doing at one point.
They tell you when you're icing out, spinning out on the ice, you
turn into it. Yeah.
Turn into it. He was turning out of it.
He was turning out of it. So then I don't know if he had completely lost control at that point, or if he was just messing around. I don't know how comfortable Matt is on ATVs, but this is when I got a little nervous. I will say that.
Well, very shortly afterwards, they're on the same one together. Obviously cute.
Adorable.
And he flips the thing.
He flips it.
Bree's life is in danger because of Matt's reckless driving.
These guys they landed on top of each other. They tried to make it like a cute little scene, like they were laying in the mud or whatever. But the only thing I thought is, what if that ATV landed on top of one of them?
Yep.
We'd have a very different season. I don't understand how this was funny at all.
It reminded me of this scene in The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, a show I love. And I said that slowly because I love it. I mean what I'm saying when that I love that show. And they went snowmobiling. And they had it's the same thing. They had like multiple guides on site teaching them how to do it. And then they rode with them. This was just letting two kids loose on ATVs who may or may not have known, and they ended up flipping it, and it was treated as no big deal. And if I were Bree's mother, as Matt addressed, I would have been mortified, very concerned for her life.
Absolutely. I mean, Matt was rip-roaring down that bathroom, okay?
He really was. Anyway, he was funny, though, when he did that bit to the camera talking to her mom. That was funny. That's when I relaxed about Matt. The guy's got a little juice.
Yeah, agreed.
They drive off to a wood-fired hot tub, and for a wood-fired hot tub to work, AB, what do you need?
You need wood, rim-chopped wood.
Yeah, it can't just be a big log. You have to chop it. And what do you have to do when you chop wood? You can't do it with clothes on.
You obviously need to take your shirt off, no matter what the temperature, and chop the wood, okay?
Period. You can't. Your sleeves get in the way, otherwise. Matt has those little riblet muscles.
Oh, riblets.
Do you remember that? Yeah. I know you're going to remember this. When Rob made the mini horse trailer and put a portrait of Robin Big on the side, and he gave Big all those
he gave
muscle
him the riblets,
definition.
Yeah.
That's what Matt has.
He has the riblets, yeah. Matt says, I thought it was funny, Matt, when they get there, he's like, what we have here is a wood fire hot tub. That cool with you? And then he's just looking at her like, that cool? Like, exactly what you said to me. You know what that means, right? I'm taking this top off and chopping this wood. She's like, I guess I'm cool with it.
What do you make of their conversation? There wasn't a lot here, but the vibes are good, I suppose.
Good vibes. They're having fun outdoor in the middle of nowhere. Hot tubs like this, big fan of it. They've done it a couple other times. Big fan of this setting.
Luke P.
Now, they didn't get into a lot, so I don't want to act like this conversation was good. The conversation was not good.
No.
But they seem cute together.
That's the takeaway. It's the first one-on-one date.
It's early. He almost killed them.
He almost killed them. Let's talk about that first.
Adrenaline is pumping.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like you should be at this portion of the season on this date.
Mm-hmm.
Flirty, casual. I liked it. The kiss was awkward, but whatever. She seems cool. Bree seems cool. Go with the flow. Great laugh. Brig Bree guys. I said that wrong on purpose because it's a joke. Go ahead.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, did I pluralize it? It meant to be singular. Just me.
I'm okay with Brie.
Well, you're not going to like my power rankings. All right, back at the house. So everyone, including me, thought Victoria was doing a gimmick on night one. The queen bit was just, come
just on. Just a one-night thing? That's a fun little thing. You wrote in as a queen, and yep. you went Queen Victoria, but it was over after one episode, obviously.
Maybe she was a little buzzed, and that contributed to the sure. indoor behavior? Fine. Let's fresh slate. We're all here. Round two. Turns out that's actually her personality. And you know that because she was complaining about everyone else to a producer. She wasn't talking to like her confidant castmate.
Nope.
She was like, oh my God, can you believe these people? She said, you're either lying or you're fake or you're losers. Get off the show. And then she like walked away from the producer. The producer was like, yeah, for sure, man. Anyway.
She has Donald Trump vibes in how she talks to people. Just incredible rudeness.
It was breathtaking at times when she would, she had no filter whatsoever.
Earlier in the episode, when they're driving off, she basically tells them all she doesn't like any, like, I don't like any of you guys to all yeah. their faces. I don't
in
like
the group.
You guys.
She goes, I don't like being in the group. to the
like,
group.
I don't like the group. I don't like the group speaking to the group.
Brie won a one date nighttime. She thinks the daytime portion was great, but now time to get serious. Got to discuss your upbringing. Quote, but that means opening up and sharing things that I haven't shared with anyone before. That was the theme of this episode. I want to point out that you don't have to, no one is forcing you to share things that you've never shared with anyone before with this stranger on TV. You don't have to do that.
That is not a prerequisite to coming on this show.
I mean, you do have to in one sense, but you don't have, you know, you have the option
not
to. You
can go home. Yeah.
Because those are the kind of the two options.
Yeah, so, I mean, the way we just put it, you really don't have an option.
That makes a nice segue into discussing Bree's relationship with her mother. Bree raised by a single mom who had her when she was just 13 years old. And her mom didn't, date much while Bree was growing up, so it was just her and her mom, as you might imagine.
Didn't date at all, she said, yeah.
Last year, I might have misinterpreted this, but I think Bree said she found out her mom had a fiance
and is pregnant
and was pregnant and is starting this whole new life kind of without Bree. I don't know if that means they're kind of estranged or if they just live in different places now and couldn't visit one another last year, but I don't know what to take from that really.
Well, I didn't either, but then she mentioned she didn't really feel like she had a home anymore when she found that out. She said she found that out. So it makes you think she didn't know there must be something going on there where she wouldn't know her mother has a fiance.
It could just be as simple as my mom turned my
quarantine
childhood
too.
Bedroom. Yeah, that's another part of it.
Quarantine, maybe she hadn't seen her all year and, you know, they don't talk that much or aren't that close. There's something going on there, I guess, but.
Her pops in quotation marks, Matt's preferred. Ooh,
that's what he calls dads. Yep.
Absent most of her childhood, which resonates with Matt because his dad wasn't around much growing up either. He was about to say he gravitated towards friends with families, but he didn't. And she finished the sentence for him, AB.
That was cute.
These people have a lot to talk about now, I think.
Same wavelengths there.
Anything else on Brie, this portion?
I just felt like there was something missing here with these two. I didn't get the feelings, the butterflies in your stomach. I get them as I'm watching other people with love. I didn't get that. I didn't get the butterflies with these two.
Did you get that at any point this episode then? Without revealing who it might be. It's an easy answer and your hesitation is your answer, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Back at the house.
No, I take that back. Yes, I did. I had those feelings.
Wow, stay tuned. Back at the house. God, remember when you teased that thing about how it's going to ruin the episode? Ruin the season?
Let me just tell you what it is, Rim. It's not a big deal.
No.
It's not a big deal.
No. Okay. Do it at the end. Have to do it at the end now. Deal. We can't do it now. Okay. This is a back at the house.
Okay.
Can't ruin the good vibes of a back at the house. Here's what I wrote. Victoria simply does not have a filter. Okay. None.
Nope.
TikTok kids, no chill. That's what we mean by that. She doesn't even build up to a galling statement. The outrageous statements are not her capstones. They're just all of her sentences. So here's what she said. I honestly wouldn't want to go on a group date based on how I feel in the group right now. Victoria to the group. That's what she said.
She also says she's sick of the buddy-buddy stuff, and by that I think she just means being cordial to people cordial. That she's just met.
Respectful. Hey, can I say I like when there's a person who doesn't comprehend when people are getting along.
Not asking you to be good friends with these people. All they're asking is for you to just be normal and not rude. For no reason.
She's pretty rude. Side note, how cozy is this lobby? Everybody, we got the fire
good
crackling.
Lobby.
Everybody's
good
in
lobby.
The blankets.
I'd say all the group settings that they've been at when Chris is there and all that, they've been great. Great scenery.
This might be a stretch, but a lot of good outfits on this season. Extend that compliment to Chris. Visually, this is
Chris.
A good season. People are changing things up. I will also note that last year people invested in high-end leisure wear in a way that really showed during this scene. People were in nice sweats.
Nice sweats, yep. Chris has been killing. I took note. He has awesome coats.
Yes.
You know who else has an awesome coat, Rim? You probably know.
No.
TJ Lavin. He has a
TJ.
That is a $10,000 coat he's been wearing this season.
TJ looks really put together.
He looks really good this season. Chris
does
too.
He's married, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and he's recently married, I believe. TJ's giving off newly single guy style vibes.
The coat. Holy cow.
Date card. Date page. Date cards. Chelsea, Serena P, Abigail, Sydney, Ileana, Kristen, Lauren, Jasenia, Serena C, Kit, Kylie, Katie, MJ, Mari, confirmed Mari, Piper, Victoria, Rachel. 17 total women on this date, which means 19 people went on dates this week. If you did not go on a date, you should be
see yourself out
in your boots.
Start packing.
Back on the date. Matt. Matt's, hey.
Hey, Matt.
Matt can do it.
Hey.
We were talking about how him and Bree have some backgrounds that they can relate to one another about. He says, I've never unpacked a lot of things we're talking about with anybody. Because it's giving people kind of a reason to judge you. He gives her the rose. She's smiley. Good kiss. Anything else on this?
No. One other thing about the back of the house, though, room that we did not mention that was needs to be noted. After they read off the list, Victoria gives a speech to the house and just says, don't be negative tomorrow, which I found very funny.
She claims to not.
Right after telling the camera she has no interest in associating with these women. But no, I didn't. Bree seems genuine and nice. They share a nice long kiss. I just don't know if I get winner vibes from her. There's some sort of spark that I'm missing, at least so far.
I don't have winner vibes from anybody.
Oh, I got winner vibes from one person.
Interesting. A little disagree. Skipping Stephen A here. Ruben A being out on the same page. Huge fireworks. Loud.
This was an end of the 4th of July festivities show the entire time, though. Those things
people
were booming
wait in
off.
Traffic for this type of finale for hours.
That was a finale.
They all see it from the hotel. Victoria takes this opportunity, makes it about herself. Now you guys know how I was feeling, but you're all so mean to me.
I told you guys this was going to suck. I tried telling you not to be happy for her.
This is when I started to wonder if she was playing a character, Victoria. Everything is something kind of a bachelor villain has done in the past. So I just wonder if she's... an actress, not a real actress, but like if that's her goal on the show.
A lot of
thing.
People always point to certain people and say this is a producer plant.
Yeah,
this is a person specifically brought on the show, an actress or actor to spark drama. I would say she is one of the clearest
If anyone is that, I think she's a prime candidate.
Yeah, she is who you think of if you're thinking of a producer plant. Everything she says, now she does have a genuine moment a little later that made me give me a little pause, but everything she says up to this point made me wonder if she's real.
Yeah. I'm concerned that she's going to have a story maybe next episode or two episodes down the line that you go, oh, now I feel a lot of sympathy for Victoria, unfortunately. Yeah. The seeds of the feud with Marilyn were exposed here. Apparently, their roommates and Victoria wanted nothing to do with Marilyn, so she slept on the couch, we're led to believe.
You got to give it to Rim. Rim was calling for these people to sleep in the same rooms because it stirs up the drama.
You. I didn't expect this.
And it looks like they've went that way from... It was not like this for Claire and Tayshia's season. Yeah. Now they've openly, multiple people have said they're rooming with other people, so they've stuck them together.
They have enough rooms.
That's the biggest place we've ever seen. There's no way it's at capacity in the current climate. Come on.
Group date, nighttime. Anyway, Bree, I like Bree a lot. I think Bree is a better shot than it sounds like you're giving her. They just click, I think.
Group date, Victoria daytime. Went to sleep in the middle of the foyer, by the way.
Well, those lights don't turn off. Those type of lights don't turn off. They're 24 hours.
Are you trying to act like she's going to sleep there through the night?
I don't think she did.
In the middle? There's no way.
I don't think she did.
Those lights don't turn off. Like you said, those lights do not turn off.
Here's the thing about if you can't stand your roommate, the one time you should be okay with being in the room with them is when you're both sleeping. So she's going to sleep out there, we're led to believe, and then she has to go back in the morning and get ready with her roommate in the room. So you're not saving any time away from your roommate that you don't like. Just sleep in your bed. My opinion. Group date, daytime. A classic wedding dress photo shoot. Seen it once, seen it a million times. Doesn't mean we're not going to go through the individual photos. Franco. Love Franco getting a bump in screen time. Franco's electric. That's been the case since he's been around.
I think they need to give him more. Okay? He's kind of pigeonholed into this like fake wedding photographer. I'd like to see more from him throughout the season.
Well, he's a real photographer. Don't get that twisted. Okay.
I know.
No, absolutely. What? Just have him on all the... He's already in the bubble. Just stick around.
Yeah, do some stuff. He could add more than the other guy that was the referee later. What's that guy's name that you said? Pauly? Is it Pauly?
Pauly.
Yeah.
Franco, you want to talk about juice? Franco has
you guys got
a
juice.
Presence.
He's,
a presence.
He's wearing a bald eagle feather coat. I don't know what he... everything Third about him is fantastic.
Hot pink suit, full hot pink
hot
suit.
Pink. Incredible.
Jasenia gets a nice kiss during their photos. I like Jasenia.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Serena P. Fun, kind of bashful. Serena
goofy,
P.
Goofy pictures.
Yeah, a little
there.
Goofier.
Yeah.
Lauren, cheek kiss pose. It turned out to be a great photo.
Really good.
Forget Matt's a good looking guy. I think
people forget Matt could easily be, if he's not, he might be.
He
a
probably
model.
Is. Yeah. Victoria kept demanding the royal wedding like Franco knew her night one gimmick. Like, oh, the queen. Of course. Yeah, we'll do that. Matt, look, what do you got on Matt? This was not a we have a connection pose.
Oh, with Victoria?
Yeah.
No, Victoria pushes her way to the front of the line of the pictures and makes him take off the garter. A little uncomfortable with all the women there. They're 5 feet away. And then open mouth kiss, big open mouth kiss right
sloppy.
In front of everybody. Sloppy kiss.
Bad kiss. Thankfully, Chris saved us from, and he gave this long speech about this recorded speech, I might add, about fighting for Matt. Half of the women there did not get a photo shoot with him at all. Serena C was brought to tears by this fact. But I don't care because you mixed up this stale date format. We've seen this date format a lot.
Well,
mix it up.
Chris,
I was on board.
Chris just showed up and he's like, if we do this all day, we're going to be here 6 hours taking pictures.
This is dumb.
This is
boring.
Stupid. This is bad television. Let me come in. Plan B. Let's play some capture the flag.
They need to make a list of what dates are in every season. And then for the next two seasons, this is not asking much, but for the next two seasons, you can't do those dates anymore.
You got to do it. You got to switch it up.
You can't do those dates anymore. Side note, into the commercial. Did you see this? Did you hear about this? No, you're probably Hulu'd.
No, I'm not Hulu'd. I've watched some of the commercials.
That's right, ABC's
Which
back.
One?
What do you mean, the one? JoJo and Jordan had a Heineken commercial.
Oh, I saw that week one. They did great.
Oh, I missed that. Okay. Yeah. That's an effective commercial.
I thought you were talking about that awesome Amazon movie, whatever.
Oh, yeah. One Night in Miami.
Yeah, that thing looks incredible. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's on my list.
Holy cow.
Absolutely. There's a lot of good movies coming out soon, folks, if you want my list.
When's the Oscars?
They moved it back to like May.
Oh, I that's believe. Too bad. Yeah. Okay. When are they? Do you have any idea when they're releasing the
nominees?
Yeah.
Probably not till February or March.
Okay. Yeah. That's one of my favorite times of the year is when I
know, it's
breeze through the Oscar movies.
Yeah. A lot of them are out. Most of them that are predicted to be the favorites. I think Frances McDormand is in one called Nomadland that is supposed to be very good. That's not out yet. One Night in Miami, not out yet. Mank is out. I have some others. We'll talk later. Alcohol free. I just want to say that's a good commercial. Dry January. Alcohol free. That's smart. And they kind of ribbed him about his persona on the show.
I liked it. I like JoJo and I like Jordan. I don't know what to tell you. We were dead wrong about both of them.
I mean, not the first time, won't be the last. Matt and Bree are going to live happily ever after. And we're going to be whining about it at the end of the season. Probably. Who knows? Doesn't matter. People forget we don't know what we're talking about with these relationships. In
people
the woods.
Often forget that.
In the woods. Everyone's still wearing their wedding dresses. Okay. Mm-hmm. Franco in the mix. Chris explains they're going to play Capture Matt's Heart. Mm-hmm. Capture the flag.
Sounds fun.
The number one neighborhood.
That's a good best
outdoor
game out.
Childhood game.
Yeah.
That's the number one game. The number two game is Ghost in the Graveyard. Capture the flag. There are rules associated. Yeah.
Well, that thing you said there, those two things.
I know that.
Unquestioned. One and two games in the neighborhood.
I'm very lucky to have grown up in a huge Capture the Flag neighborhood.
that is lucky.
And a huge, it's a blessing to have grown up in also a big Ghost in a Graveyard neighborhood. I'm aware that is fabulous. I was very lucky to have played lots of Capture the Flag.
This is lucky.
Something about Capture the Flag. There are rules.
Strategy.
And strategy.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's just the main thing about Capture the Flag. There are rules that need to be put in place for Capture the Flag to work.
Boundaries. One element of the game, Capture Matt's Heart, involves dipping wedding stuff in paint and then tagging your opponents with the paint. So I'm thinking,
okay,
wow, hey, this is like paintball.
This is awesome. This is
this is great.
My thoughts exactly, Rim. I said, this is like Capture the Flag with paintball guns, but they're not using paintball guns. They're just using things to throw paint. Here's the rules that I thought we were going with, Rim. Usual Capture the Flag rules. If you get tagged, you have to go back to the start. If you get hit with some paint,
that's good.
You go back to the start, period. You go back to the start. First one that can get the flag back to their spot with that person can't be tagged, okay, wins the game, period.
That's a great game. What you just
what
described
I just,
is an awesome game.
It's obvious. Those are the obvious rules that they were using, correct?
I thought, they're finally taking
they're
the competition seriously and maybe even raising the ceiling
this is
for
incredible.
What we think is possible with large outdoor recreation. Like, wow, Bachelor heard our criticisms, not us two, but like the general public, and said, let's just really show them what we can do out here.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was happening.
And let's really flip the neighborhood games. Let's change the Capture the Flag game on its head.
Forever.
Put it on its head forever.
turns out, no, this was just go get the heart. Any means necessary. It doesn't matter what happens to any of you
the
in
paint
between
doesn't
or
matter.
Where you go.
The paint doesn't matter. There's no rules. You can wrestle if you want. We have these slingshots too that look extremely dangerous. They shoot
they
look
cool. They also. That in mind, it was like a movie
cool.
scene.
Everything looked awesome about this. They just they had Polly sitting there. He wasn't. They had
no
ref.
Taking a
so
nap.
Do whatever you want to get this to there.
That said, game was kind of fun. Honestly, fun to watch. Looked like it was fun to play. There was some semblance of strategy. You're not buying this. There was some semblance
well,
of strategy
game.
Going on.
You lost me with game.
The event.
There's no a game requires rules, Rim.
There was some. No, they,
I don't know what their strategy was, but I think the both the teams had strategy. They were like spread out, like hiding behind stuff.
That's what made me, even when they were talking pre-game, I'm like, okay, this is about to be awesome. They're talking about forwards pushing. You got push forwards, your forwards, then you got your middle people. You got your defenders back here with the paintball, with the paint guns.
And, what are you good at? All right, I'm good at slingshot, and we'll put you on
here. They had strategy, good strategy. Once the game started and they all realized, okay, there's no,
doesn't matter.
If we get, Paulie's if you get hit with paint, nothing matters. So what are we even doing the paint thing for? And they had cake out there. There's cake out there you could hit them with too.
Did they dip the cake in paint or was that, was it just the cake?
No, I don't think so.
That would have been another level, an unnecessary level. That's what I was watching. I was like, is that
paint on that cake?
should be noted, In the Hall of the Mountain King background music took it to another level. This was still entertaining despite
this was
the fact
entertaining.
That there was
I agree.
This outrage that there's no
Well,
rules.
The girls, before it even started, they knew how important this was, Rim, and they were talking in terms that made it seem like it was life or death to them. And as it should be. Hey, you lose this. If you're one of the, like, not one of his favorites, you lose this, you might be going home. Good chance of
not
it,
only
fact.
That to lose and not get to the after party time while
sucks.
Being covered in paint
and cake
is humiliating.
Yeah, you got yep.
The red team grabbed the gold heart. Mari tried to hold them all back single-handedly. Chelsea mentioned out loud to the camera that Chris said there were no rules.
Yep,
very interesting. The truth comes out. They didn't show Chris saying that. Chris is like, all right, camera's off. Listen, guys, there's
no rules.
There's never any
do
rules.
Do what you want.
We do it. We actually do it to make the audience mad with the no rules. And Mari won the MVP award despite being on the losing team. So she got to go on the date with the winning team. Any issue with that? They do that sometimes in All-Star games.
No.
I don't love it.
I'm okay with the losing team getting the MVP there. I want to mention the slingshots again, Rim. These were huge slingshots, ones that you use to, like, tag cars from blocks away. And they were shooting them at each other.
Neither of us know about that. The statute of limitations set up. We've never done that
you
before.
You pull back, Rim and AB, pull it back, and you
no,
let it
don't.
Fly. Blocks away hitting cars. That's how much velocity you get on these big-ass slingshots. They
That's
were
a full block.
There were girls pulling them back. Thank God they were not hit with it. None of them connected. Because
what were they
these
launching?
Things, water balloons filled with
okay,
paint,
that's what I thought.
I think.
Probably.
I think it was water balloons with paint. They were zipping through the forest, the water balloons. Now, none of them connected, but I just wanted to notice this was another very
this
dangerous thing that they had out
bad.
There.
Could have been bad. The losers roll back to the house. Katie's one of the losers. She's all out of sorts, EB, because the winners are going to make some real connections with... So, you go on this group date. Some people aren't getting dates. You're lucky enough to go on the group date. You go on this group date. You do this paint thing. You don't get to take, you don't get to do the photos. You didn't get a chance to do the wedding photo shoot.
Didn't
you
do
this
anything.
Paint thing. Didn't do anything. Then you lose. You didn't talk to Matt.
Nope.
And
no
now you
one
don't
on
get to go after. It was basically like
you didn't have a date.
You just were in. You didn't go on a date, and you were just inconvenienced.
Yeah, you got for pelted the day. With paint. That's all that happened to you.
Anything else on that? I enjoyed it. The setting. Very pretty. This is golden hour paint.
Well, it had a little bit of a, you know, a Hunger Games running through the forest.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
all battling in the forest. It had a little bit of that feel to it. So I was into it.
Group date, nighttime. I don't have a list of who is here.
Nine women. I noted that. There's nine women there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, I only have 8 listed, so maybe you can fill in the blank.
No, definitely can't.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Jasenia, because if I didn't list the person, then she wasn't on the screen. Jasenia, Mari, Kit, Piper, Lauren, Victoria, Kayla, ? MJ? Pretty sure MJ was there.
Yes, she was there. Well, MJ was the one who scored, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
She scored the winning heart.
Yeah.
That's who I have on my list. Lauren's up first. Okay, so she didn't get time with Matt outside of her limo entrance on night one. That seems bad, right? Spin zone, AB. The fact that she got a rose without even talking to him...
means he's interested.
Might be a good sign. Because he talked to people and then didn't give them a rose.
Absolutely.
So...
I'm with you. Hey, I'm with you.
What do you make of their conversation?
Starts off saying she's exhausted. These girls are exhausted from this, from the date.
When you have to do something like this, I need at my age, I need advance notice. I need to stretch. I need to drink a lot of water. I need to prepare. They thought they were just going to take photos, and then all of a sudden you're in a war, a physical battle for your life.
Absolute war.
And they're probably not, you know.
The girls, I mean, you could tell when the girls came back, the people that lost, those girls were exhausted and dejected and gassed. So these girls, happy, but they're still, the adrenaline's wearing off. It's getting late. They didn't expect you. Yeah, so
all right, Lord.
She's exhausted. She says she wants a man of faith, Rim.
Cha-ching. Bingo. Bingo. Looking at him.
She said she needs someone that's loyal.
Looking at him. Matt James. Looking at him. That means nothing to anybody.
That doesn't mean anything to anybody but me. Looking at him. Matt James.
I think I'm going to have to beep that out. All right.
She said she needs someone that's loyal, forgiving, and kind.
Yeah.
And has grace. Another.
Grace, an underrated trait on this show. Grace not mentioned very often. I think Matt has grace.
Matt says you couldn't have put it more perfectly. That's me. That's Matt. That's Matt to a T.
It could not have been more up his alley what
faith,
she was saying.
Loyalty.
Grace.
Forgiving. Grace. Period. That's Matt. Put it on a t-shirt.
Hey, keep an eye on Lauren. Very fun ending to their convo when he goes, you're beautiful. Great delivery by Matt. Is Matt funny? Stay tuned. He says, you're beautiful. You're smart. Unfortunately, you went to Carolina. And they had a good laugh about that. That's funny. So don't get confused. Kayla is the one from Carolina. Lauren is from Florida, I believe, but went to University of North Carolina. Is that correct?
Full disclosure here. I didn't know who this was. And I put, is this the girl from South Carolina that did North Carolina that did the car? Yeah. Is that?
No, not her.
The pickup truck? I couldn't remember.
Not her.
I'm getting my girls mixed
Lauren
up.
Because Lauren barely got any screen time on episode one.
Yeah.
But now she's here.
She's here.
Potentially a favorite? We'll find out. Mm.
Can we talk about how unfair filling out a bracket was before this episode?
We didn't even
I'd say we need two more episodes.
Yeah.
We still don't know.
You will not believe my final pick. It is outrageous. It's a joke what my final pick is. I'll put it this way. When everyone else zigs, I zag. That's how I do brackets.
Okay.
We got to know so few of the contestants on night one that we didn't even do power rankings and we didn't even notice. We weren't like, oh, we forgot to do power rankings. We just didn't even think. Because what were we going to do? We were going to put Abigail.
I don't
want
to do them this week, frankly.
Mine are flimsy.
Yeah.
They're flimsy. Jasenia time. Unless you have something else on Lauren.
Nope.
Straight to the fears with Jasenia. She's dealt with a lot of infidelity, so she has some trust issues. Mm. She starts tearing up talking about her parents. I'm not sure why. I think they have a good marriage. I think she just really likes her parents. I think her parents are fine.
It was
fine.
Unclear
There's no-
what she was tearing up about, necessarily. Maybe just a little homesick, Rim.
Matt says, don't worry, I won't cheat on you. What a guy.
I believe him. Hey, I believe the man. I believe him too.
But it's just funny to be, that's an easy, you know, the ball's on a tee for you there.
And I'm not going to cheat on you.
Well, thank you so
much. It's pretty easy to handle that question.
Knocked it out of the park. You got to hit that right on the screws, and he did.
He said, hey, I'd never put you through infidelity, and then he kisses a bunch of other women that same night. Just to be clear, Rim.
I mean, people forget the show is basically
it's all infidelity. Yeah.
All right. And then he asks if there's anything I could do to make you me feel more comfortable. A kiss would be nice.
Good kiss.
I like Jasenia. She's sharp.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Back at the house. Date card. Sarah. The sky is the limit for us.
Mm.
One of the best songs of all time is Notorious B.I.G.'s Sky's the Limit featuring 112. What I'm saying, people go, oh, you say about that a lot of songs. I want you to feel the weight of my voice right now when I say it. That's one of the best songs of all time. I had this, back in the old days, I used to buy singles.
Of course.
You'd buy a CD and it would have
one song,
one main song on it and maybe another song.
Yeah, just a bonus. Yeah, there'd be a bonus track on there for you. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
And I had that.
Okay. I'm with you. Just hey, so you know. Hey, I don't disagree about that song.
Great video as well. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So the sky's the limo, Sarah, they're going in a plane, and I can't wait because there hasn't been enough of that. Any other back at the house nuggets?
Nope.
Back on the date. Victoria with Matt. Victoria's on the date. That's what, did I not name Victoria? No, I named her. Okay. There's still a mysterious missing person. Victoria.
My number of nine might be wrong. Don't forget that. That's always the possibility is I'm wrong.
He was really impressed with her out there on the Capture the Flag field. I don't have any memories of Victoria on the Capture the Flag field, so... What did you make of it? Was this the moment you were talking about?
This
Victoria,
is a little humanized. Yeah,
little
human.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, she's a little humanized. She mentions hoping. She has some, you know, you see this exterior that I throw. By the way, you throw that exterior in our faces. So don't.
Yeah. He has no choice but to see that exterior.
You see how I act. I'm all bold and, you know, and loud. But I have insecurities too. She mentions she was hoping she didn't look fat. And has these thoughts of insecurity as she's getting ready for the date. Matt handles it well. This made
I'll
me
allow
think.
Room
okay,
for that with her.
Okay, yeah. We're turning a different page here to the Victoria story. We're moving past Queen Victoria. We're getting real Victoria now. I thought that was what was happening here. That's just what in the moment
I
thought.
That.
Okay, Victoria lowered her guard a little bit. Let us in.
That's a generous. Okay, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that analysis at all. I don't disagree with it whatsoever. Just kind of surprised that it was. It's out there. Hey, you know what my favorite thing about Matt is?
What?
Truly. Matt brings up, kind of in a way to relate to Victoria, says, I try to come out. He says he tries to come across as having everything together, and he doesn't. He said that first episode. I highlighted it then. I think this is a very millennial problem that a lot of viewers can probably relate to, given the social media world that we all live in that a previous generations didn't have and the generation after us doesn't know what it's like to not have. So I think it's a very unique. I like that Matt brings that up, and I think it will resonate with a lot of his potential mates here.
You see my social media brand and me in public.
You see me absolutely killing it
always,
on Instagram.
Always killing it.
But sometimes I eat chips.
I look extremely put together, but that's not always me. I have insecurities too. Well put.
Yeah. I like that about Matt. Mm-hmm. That's a thing I like about him. Now, if he keeps saying it with everybody, I'm going to be like, all right, you know, come with the new slant here. Anyway, I think Matt kind of likes Victoria. Did you get that vibe?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
I did. I'd say he is interested in pursuing a relationship with her.
Once they're back in the group, Matt pulls Lauren aside and
one other thing, just to mention, I think Victoria also likes him. That's what I noticed here.
Are you a Victoria guy?
Is that what? No, I'm not. I'm good.
Maybe. I think that's secondary.
You look for the positives in people, Rim. That's just what I do.
No, I'm with you. She says the person who is aggressive about saying I'm here for the lead usually is not.
That's true. That's
in my
excellent
experience.
Counterpoint.
Once they're back in the group, Matt pulls Lauren aside and brings a group date rose. This is big. Because she didn't get time on night one.
She's moving on.
To get a group date rose after that? That's big.
That is big.
Keep an eye.
Keep an eye on Lauren.
Keep an eye. That's a pretty significant rose, I think.
I agree. Hey, I agree.
Let's take a quick break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sarah 101 day, daytime. Hey, early in the season? Sarah 24, broadcast journalist from San Diego. Just a little refresher, okay? Zooming around on a biplane. I missed it. I got to tell you, I missed it. Obviously, they make the obligatory pass over the resort for a wave at the jealous onlookers. Sarah is a private person, so she's hesitant to talk about the things, certain things, so quickly with Matt. Telling the cameras, hey, you holding the camera and the people all around behind you, don't make me say things I don't want to say. Mm-hmm. That's what the message I got. Anything else before we get to the fire in the forest?
Well, number one, I don't fuck with small planes, Rim. As you know, I do not mess with them. No. That's a no from me. I'll meet you there, Matt. I'm just gonna take the car over there. I don't need to do a loop.
Not enclosed either. Not enclosed.
Not enclosed. I hate that even more. Yeah. I need to be enclosed. I need something on top of my head here. There's got to be something up there.
No,
there's
got to be a ceiling. Claustrophobia though.
No, not that. No, okay. I just need it to be closed. I would not have done this. No, no, thank you, Matt. I would prefer not to jump in that plane. I don't think she was entirely comfortable because they even are talking about going down. Like she says, if we go down,
like,
at least
say that.
At least we're going down together. And then Matt says, I can live with that. It's like, no, wait, hold up. If you go down, you're not living with anything. You're dead, both of you.
Snap out of it for a second.
What are you,
Matt,
talking
you
about?
You can't. That's not
and
okay.
And also,
actually,
Sarah, if it's not, no, it's this isn't how you want to go out on your first date with Matt. That's not. It's if we go down,
a stranger.
Well, this is perfect. If we go down, I've lived a good life. What are you talking about?
Two strangers
taking a plane. Like
just for
a
joyride.
Mile. It's, yeah, they didn't,
going
they
anywhere.
Didn't go anywhere. They went a couple feet away.
They're sent by a fire in the forest. This was the first of a couple times. Matt brings something up from the. Now, maybe he has, you know, note cards or the cheat sheets or whatever, but he brings something up from the first time they spoke. He talks about how hard it is for them to not have constant contact with their families. Recall that Sarah's limo entrance line was about how hard it is for her to be away from her family, which not everyone said. So that wasn't generic. That was specific to Sarah. Point, Matt.
Matt does a good job of remembering stuff that almost makes me think he's cheating somehow. There's no way he remembers all this stuff about these people.
I think so.
There's just no way.
He makes a weird comparison. Apparently, he's here to find an emergency contact. I thought this was a little more serious than just like someone you can rely on if you have a work accident. Yeah. I mean, seriously, just put Tyler, dude. It's not that big of a deal. You know people. Yeah. You'll be fine. So Matt asks Sarah, how does your pops feel about you being here?
Pops.
I got a pops statement for later, okay. The nighttime portion. She says some nice things about him, but doesn't make the big reveal, which we saw in her intro, which is that her dad is living with ALS. Mm-hmm. Any other comments about this portion?
Sarah was really hesitant to jump into anything yet. I think she knew this is more of a nighttime conversation. This is not a daytime around the fire. Okay, let's save the heavy stuff for later.
You know, we say this all the time, but it's still weird to me that the show kind of treats these heavy stories like cards that contestants have to play.
Well, this is your your trump card to get to the next round.
This is your sob story. Otherwise you're eliminated from the game. Like, if Sarah doesn't tell Matt her dad has ALS, she's going to be sent home in favor. And Matt even says, like, hey, if she doesn't open up, like, other people are doing that, like, you know, you got to open up. You have no choice. If she doesn't tell this about her dad, she's going to be sent home in favor of someone who has.
Now, here's a
I get it, but it's weird.
It is weird. Counterpoint. You only get one or two dates with these people that Matt is going to have to propose to. If you're not ready to open the floodgates right off the bat,
you have to.
You don't have a chance to build a relationship. So he needs, in order to build these deep bonds with people, they got to be ready to open up and open up quick.
I'm with you.
Okay.
It's just weird when the contestant expresses real hesitation, like, I don't want to participate in what's about to happen, but I know I have to, and then does it. So that just is a little weird for me. Anyway, so Sarah, under duress, tells Matt the story about her dad's deteriorating health. This was a little hostage
under extreme pressure.
She's looking at the camera like, do I have to? I'm not ready yet.
I'm not ready.
Like, fine, I'll do it. I'll do it if I have to.
Do I have to do this to move on? Okay, I'll do it.
So she tells a story about her dad's deteriorating health. So he was diagnosed with ALS when she was in college about 5 years ago, and he's still living, which beat the odds and the doctor's prediction. So that's good. Mm-hmm. As part of his ALS, he can't express himself the same way. His voice has deteriorated over time. I'm not sure he can speak at this point.
He can't speak, I think she says, yeah.
So she quit her job and moved home to be one of his caregivers. Extremely noble.
Absolutely.
She helps him get out of bed. She helps brush his teeth, helps him get dressed, et cetera. Brushing his hair, quote, reciprocating the things that he did for her growing up. So kind of if there's a silver lining, there's a little bit of a full circle, and helps bring their family closer together a little bit. So she's taking some positives away from an otherwise dire situation. What do you have on Matt's response to her, to Sarah?
She tells him the most personal story about herself. Matt says the only thing that gets him through times like this is his faith, and he's going to be praying for her dad and family.
He said pops.
He said pops?
I'm going to be praying for your pops.
Okay.
Maybe.
A pops situation.
That's not a pops moment.
No, not a pops moment. Nope.
I think pre-tragic story.
You go father.
You call him pops if you want. Post-tragic story. Immediately post-tragic story. You go with father or you go with dad.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you there.
That was a moment of total seriousness. He's like, daddy-o's got my prayers. Now, maybe, obviously he didn't mean it like that. That's just what he says, but
he uses pops. But yeah, I agree with you. That's not a pop situation. Okay. Now, besides that, he handled it well. He says it's an honor that she's here. He seemed genuinely a little choked up that she even took the time away from her dad to be here, and was extremely thankful for that.
He's appreciative for sure of the sacrifice she made. And like I said, this story was had a lot of value for Matt, because now he can name specific qualities that Sarah has.
Yeah.
And he named a long list: selfless, loving, caring, compassionate, resilient. So now Matt knows a lot of things about Sarah that this story kind of proved.
Absolutely.
So this worked. This was a good, effective story for Sarah and Matt, I think. So
and their relationship. Good. Yeah.
Yes. Matt offers her the rose.
Of course.
I don't know, AB, and I think you disagree. I don't know if I see much natural chemistry between them two yet. I don't know. She's a sweetheart.
Now, I don't know if that had something to do with her knowing she had to have this conversation and being very nervous about it. And that kind of, you know, that upended the whole date, I think. So I'm not willing to say that yet, like I was with Bree. But yeah, there's no reason to say the other way either. We don't see any connection here yet, but I don't know if that's because of what she had to tell or if there actually is not a connection there with these two.
So this is not the person you mentioned that you could see that had winter vibe. Oh, wow. Mm-mm.
Wow. No.
The kiss after the rose is kind of weird. They kissed for a while, then pulled back. And then took a breath. She took a breath like, what a moment. We kissed.
Well,
and then they went, then they leaned back in and just did it again. And I thought, is this repeat footage?
The same footage.
They just pulled back and were like, wow. And then they did it again. Hey. They just went right back in. Anyway.
A lot of people have mentioned Matt kisses with his eyes open. You got any comment on that, Rim, as the kissing expert on this show?
No, well, I'm
very
not
surprised you haven't mentioned that.
That's what I've seen. I've seen the screenshots. You notice that week one? Okay. I look more
at looking
lips.
At the lips?
Okay. I look at lips.
You're focused on
and
the lips.
Surrounding part, body parts of the lips. No, that's weird. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? Not something that's not traditional. I don't know. I'm obviously going to keep my eye out. I'm going to try to figure out who he's doing that with. I think he did it with Lauren, which does not bode well.
No, it really doesn't.
I don't know. When you kiss this many people in rapid succession, you know, they're not all going to be, you're not going to be in your A game.
That's fair. Okay.
I mean, can you imagine just making, I've never really put myself in that position, but can you imagine kissing 20 people?
I'd still close my eyes all 20. That'd just be me.
I don't know. It's not. Can't tell you until I've been there. Luckily, we get some good makeout time in the pool by the fire. So it's good. All good there.
I think it was a giant hot tub, just for a correction.
I thought that was possible.
Okay.
They never have hot tubs on because you won't be able to hear what people are saying.
Unless it was an extremely heated pool, it would be weird to be outside
in
at that time
pool.
Of year where they're at in a regular pool.
Yeah, nobody's getting in a
You're
regular
pool. You're
not
getting pool in a
regular pool. The whole season. No. Good point. Cocktail party back at Burns Mansion. Matt pulls up in the little Porsche. Gives a toast.
Old school whip, great
I don't know
suit.
How he fits in the porch. It's like that it's like that Shaq Buick commercial.
His knees have got to be on the steering wheel. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Anything, Abigail time? Sets up the little signal, their little secret.
This is who I'm talking about here, Rim. This is who I get winner vibes from.
I hope so.
I've got my eyes. I'm going to be watching for those signals like a hawk the rest of the season on group dates and stuff like that. I'm going to be watching to see if they use these signals to communicate with each other.
This is cute.
Adorable.
I adore.
You don't set something like that up with a non-final hometown person. You don't do that. Okay.
Well, she set it up. He didn't set it up.
He agreed to it, though, and set up his own signal.
What, are you
going to
disagree? You're not agree to it?
You just say, and then you don't actually do it. But this seemed genuine. They both wanted these signals to me.
I think she's probably hometowns. I'm a slightly less high on her than I was after the last episode, first episode. Part of me wonders, AB, if he gave her the first impression, Rose, mostly because she was the only one who made him feel relaxed on night one. Matt being nervous was gone this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But on night one, he was looking like he was going to S a B. So
you don't see it with those two.
It's not that I don't see it. It's that I'm just not positive.
Okay.
I wonder. She's the fan favorite, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Right now. So Rachel time, Chelsea time. These are 1 second clips. Yeah, you're looking at your notes like I didn't even see. These are just 1 second clips. I just wanted to note that he was alone with these people at a certain point. Rachel time,
noted.
Chelsea time. He kissed Bree during the montage as well. A little bit of Kit time. Maggie time describes what they'd eat for their first Ethiopian dinner. Marilyn time, feud time. AB, here I was thinking Marilyn's going to bring a stop to these good vibes and start talking about Victoria. Instead, I got a huge laugh out of this one-on-one time. Huge laugh.
Huge laugh? What's the problem?
Yes. She's going on and on about how Matt doesn't, you know, she's not sure if Matt notices her. She's not sure why she's here.
She
wasn't on a date.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, do you even know my name? Blah, blah, blah. And then Matt's like, well, I know your favorite flower is an orchid. Here's a small arrangement of orchids. I got you. Any questions?
Bam.
Like, absolutely over the top in your face. Boom.
Boom. Orchid on the table.
You should
in
feel silly for having these concerns. That was in your face, these orchids. And she looked embarrassed, which she, to the camera, said, I didn't even know he knew my name. Like, boom. You like orchids? Anything else?
I remember.
Ask me more questions about you. What's your mom's middle name? I got this stuff. What'd you make of this?
It was smooth. Matt, hey, like we said, now, if I was pessimistic about this type of stuff, Rim, I would say that the producers said, here's a thing of orchids. She said she liked orchids because there's going to be some more drama if you give him the orchids. Okay? That's not me. That is not
some people.
Me.
Some people have said what you're saying.
That is not me. I'm just saying if I was pessimistic, which I'm not. Now, glass full, Rim. Glass full here. In terms
you're a
of
glass full guy.
Yeah, glass full. Not half full. This glass is full. Matt listens and he remembers. He's a steel trap, Rim.
I think so too.
Okay? Steel trap up there. You tell him something, he's gonna remember it. She liked orchids. He had the orchids.
The possibility has to be acknowledged.
That needed to be noted. Again, that is not me. That is not my thoughts.
Some people might. Not us.
Not us. I believe in true love. Me? I believe in true love. That's
everything
not me.
Everything on this show is real.
Yes. Period.
Back with the group, Marilyn says, hey, I like orchids. Matt is so sweet.
Bam, here's the orchids on the table.
Not Marilyn, though.
Check out what he gave
Marilyn.
Me.
She doesn't have Bam in her.
It
She's
was
just
still
like,
there.
So
she put
sweet?
It on the table. I mean, if she didn't have a little bit of stunting in her, she wouldn't have put it on the table. You take it back to your room.
The funny moment here was after Marilyn says, "Orchids are my favorite flower," the next voice we hear is Victoria to the camera going, "Marilyn is toxic." Like, it's just like, I mean, Victoria, she has some one-on-one time with Matt. She tells Matt that Marilyn, quote, "cries to manipulate situations," and she's like straight up toxic. These are vague, vague accusations. Unprovable.
Extremely vague.
And then she said, "I had to sleep on the couch," which again, your decision.
Your decision. You didn't have to
didn't
do anything.
Really change anything. What did you make of Matt's reaction?
Matt goes into
he's distressed by this news. He's like, "Really, Marilyn? Wow."
Matt goes into detective mode. He needs to get to the bottom of this situation based on nothing.
Nothing.
Based on nothing. Okay.
I'm glad you shared this, he says. "It must be tough for you going through this difficult time." And then to the camera, Matt says, "From what I gathered, it seems like Marilyn had been bullying Victoria. It does not get more game of telephone on The Bachelor than this." This is a total, the message is lost now.
Matt goes into full, like, after school special, Matt. He says, "Bullying is whack."
Listen, kids.
Kids, don't bully. Bullying is whack.
Were you surprised that Matt believed? I mean, he doesn't know. You never know. Just, the lead never knows what's happening. But Victoria doesn't give off the vibes of someone telling the truth.
If that was me, Rim, had that been me, yeah. If I'm Matt, 6'5", lean Matt, that's me, I'm asking some follow-up questions. Like, give me some examples. What are you talking about? What did she say specifically to you to make you feel this way?
A lot of specifics.
I need some specifics before I go and do some investigation here and throw the whole cocktail hour, turn it topsy-turvy here for no reason. I got to get some specifics. Give me some answers.
Back with the group, Victoria's like, "Don't worry, guys. I told Matt."
Victoria, for some reason, goes around the house spreading the news that she's been talking
about
other people.
Marilyn's on her way out. Everybody's like, "I like Marilyn."
I don't know what you're talking about, Victoria, frankly. And I don't believe you.
No, Victoria's been very nice.
Marilyn.
Marilyn is quiet and reserved and sweet. There's no one has had any bad experiences with Marilyn. Marilyn with Matt. Matt's confused because he thought Marilyn was great. But Victoria says Marilyn's not great. Who to believe?
That's it. That is the conflict we're having here,
right?
I thought she was good. This person says she's bad. She says she's good.
The person.
Where do I go from here?
Matt probably wouldn't make a great juror in real life. I think Marilyn's seen the show a lot because she's in this moment. She's like, "Whoa, there's no," she's also like, "You know, what do you want me to? What can I do? You're not going to believe what I say."
Yeah, I mean, what do you do? You want me to tell you that it's not true? It's not true. But you're not going to believe me. It makes no difference here.
Let's just.
And she's also kind of
this at the roast ceremony.
I think she realizes like she's screwed. She doesn't put up any fight at all. This means I'm going home. So this is over for me.
I'm caught. And she said,
"I'm in a situation. There's nothing I can do with the villain of the season. There's nothing. I mean, I've seen this story 100 times before on the show. There's no chance. I got no chance here. I'm not going to embarrass myself further.
I'm not nearly as entertaining as Victoria. What am I going to do?
There's nothing I can do."
Marilyn politely,
very politely,
in the most gentle way possible, confronts Victoria. So when I say confront.
Confront isn't the right word for this
it's too
scenario.
Harsh of a word. That's not what I mean. She's like, "Hey, you know, do you mind if
can
we talk?
It's okay if it's later, but can we maybe sometime in the next couple days have a chat?"
I think Marilyn could not have gone about this any more politely, and Victoria could not have been any more rude, true to form. In fact, I think Marilyn may have been too soft in her approach, AB, because Victoria absolutely steamrolled her.
Well, this is why I called her the Donald Trump of this show, Rim. Just debate, just running
just
over
talk, just
the competition, and they have
leave.
No chance.
By the time Vicky got up and left, and I'll call her Vicky, Marilyn was flat on the ground, like Wile E. Coyote, just totally
Vicky.
The life had been pressed out of her. My favorite part was when Marilyn goes, you know, I think we can come to an... Marilyn was not, you're wrong and I'm right. Marilyn was like, hey, let's just
squash this so we don't both go home.
Yeah.
I don't want to
yeah,
be on a two-on-one. I really don't. I've seen the show.
I don't want to fight with you.
I don't want to be on a two-on-one. I assume you don't either. So let's just end this. We don't have to do this. It's not too far. This has not gone too far. We can back out of this.
We can nip this in the bud.
We don't have to do this.
We can get out of this. She says... This is why I think Victoria's an actress, because she nailed this hilarious line. She goes, I don't care to, Marilyn. It was a no interest. Next. And then she goes, I need a break. You're too much for me. Marilyn has never been too much for anyone.
No. Marilyn hasn't done anything in this conversation yet.
We're talking 2 decibels is what Marilyn's.
Marilyn at one point asked her, hey, it's a little loud. And it's loud. You can hear it in the back. You can hear the noise just from
the roar,
there's 30 people in the next room. So she's like, can I move a little closer? I don't want to raise my voice and make you think I'm yelling at you or anything. So can I move a little closer? And she's like, no, do not step another foot closer to me. I can't stand you.
It's so illogical how Victoria is treating.
No.
I have a really hard time thinking she's actually like this fully. Certainly parts of it are probably real, but I have a hard time believing Victoria is like this. But I don't know. Rose ceremony. With that hanging over us.
Did we mention her oil and vinegar comment?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Because I'm not confident in the science of that. I'm not confident. I don't think they mix when they're alone, but I think you can add things to them to make them mix.
I feel like you do oil and vinegar on stuff.
Yes.
For taste, like your sandwich.
But that doesn't mean they mix. That doesn't mean they mix, which is the context of, do you know what I mean?
Can we agree she did not mean oil and vinegar?
I think oil and water, I would feel more confident about oil and water.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Rose ceremony. Rose is already Brie, one-on-one date, Lauren, group date. What a group date. Big group date, Rose. And Sarah. Roses. I'll say them like Matt said them. Piper? No, I won't. Piper. Kit. Hey, big smile from Matt when he said Kit.
I got my eyes on Kit, okay?
I think you should. Okay. I think you should.
Got my eyes on her.
She's got a way about her.
Absolutely.
Being really young on the show relative to other contestants and having alpha confidence, that's been a good mix in the past.
Absolutely. You got a little Corinne vibes to you?
A little Becca?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maggie, Rachel, Abigail, Chelsea, Jasenia, Katie, Serena C.
Keep your eye on Chelsea Rim, okay? Not to win.
Is there
but
any
just,
reason
no,
you
just,
say that?
I mean, literally keep an eye on her because she's stunting on she's these people with her outfits.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a very good point. Then Sarah gets woozy and we're left with the to be continued.
This is no big deal, Rim. Let me stop you before you even start. This is no big deal. Sometimes when you're up on the big stage, here's the thing, Rim, when you're standing on a stage, you got...
In heels.
Anywhere, not just in heels. You got to keep your knee. You can't lock your knees too much, Rim. You got to keep moving your legs. This exact thing happened to me in middle school one time in choir. Okay, we have a choir performance coming up. We're doing a dress rehearsal. Okay, standing up there singing under the bright lights for the first time. First time under the bright lights in middle school.
But go ahead. Okay. It wasn't a big event. Okay.
My legs were locked for too long. I start getting woozy. I have to sit down on the stage. It's no big deal. I sit down, unlock the knees, get a little water. I'm fine. That's what happened to her, too. Her knees were too locked.
How long was your dress rehearsal? Because this could have been, hour 5 of the rose ceremony. You don't know.
No, this was hours. The dress rehearsal, we had a long set list.
Okay.
We were up there a while.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you
just
made
saying.
It through that
Her knees were
ordeal.
Locked. Her knees were locked. That's all, Rim. You got to keep your knees moving. You got to keep pumping your legs a little bit. Keep the blood moving everywhere.
It's circulation is important.
Circulation. That's all this was.
Sarah has a rose.
Yeah, what is she concerned about?
Probably because they've been there for 5 hours, like I said, with no nourishment whatsoever.
I genuinely think this was that's just all it was. Was she she was under the bright lights for too long and got a little woozy. Needs a little water. Get her back up there. Yeah. No big deal.
Hey, we'll see how it plays out. This is a tricky thing to be wrong about. We'll find out. So we're left with a to be continued. Anything else on the episode, AB, before we get to the mailbag and accoutrements?
No, pretty normal episode.
It was normal. It had a regular feel to it.
If they would have given us a rose ceremony, this would have been a completely textbook normal episode.
Let's get to the mailbag. The mailbag, as you might imagine, based on AB's some described loaded question last week, is overflowing. So I tried to represent, thank you to everyone who texted in, of course, as always. I tried to represent a variety of perspectives and opinions on this topic.
Okay.
And I also favored people who haven't texted in before because I like to include them and
sure, understandable.
Make sure we hear from a lot of different people. So the question last week was, I think, just what did you think of Matt's conversation with Chris in the context of what do you think he was saying in so many words? 773-234-7794. Claudia from New York City. Black woman here. I heard Matt say exactly what AB heard Matt say. He is not choosing a black woman. And I'm sure he has felt some pressure about this on his social media and elsewhere, particularly for black women who have been among the most historically mistreated and undervalued demographics in American history. We are always looking for the larger culture to actually reflect the value that we know we hold. So I bet that Matt James has seen a lot of comments on his social media that indicate that the black community, especially black women, want to see the first black male bachelor show love to a black woman. For him to choose a white woman will feel to a lot of people like another rejection of black womanhood. Now, love is love is love, of course, but we also make choices, including romantic choices within culture and history, and that can't be fully ignored, especially when we make those choices on TV. And also, as you guys have talked about before, this is a bigger deal when there is only one to talk about. If we get some more black bachelors, it won't matter as much what Matt James does. In parentheses, Ivan or Riley would pick a black woman, I'm just saying. Thank you, Claudia.
Well said.
Chelsea from Maryland. Matt's conversation with Chris was definitely bracing us for a Bodyguard situation and not a Brown Sugar situation. Bodyguard, the highest selling soundtrack of all time, my note. It was also a very awkward conversation to have with Chris, of all people. As a white guy in a very white world, I'm not sure what Chris was supposed to offer. Rachel would have been great to bring in for this.
Yeah.
She understands the pressures he's dealing with, and she understands the backlash he could receive for picking a non-black person because she had backlash for not picking a black man after her season. Good point, Chelsea.
Excellent point.
310 area code. As a biracial black white gal, I'd like to talk more about how icky I'm feeling in regards to judging what ethnicity the lead finds love with. I kind of feel like love is love. I'm not discounting how pigment plays a part in our story, but I was sad that Matt can't be free to find a connection with whomever it might be. I think he'll be more open to finding sparks with all shades. Beauty is beauty. With Tayshia, I saw she had more chemistry with Zach. I feel like it's too simplistic to say they have a type, meaning not black. I agree that The Bachelor may not have been casting purely open to dating any race of people, but just because someone has the same skin color does not mean they are the most compatible or have the chemistry going on. Nick almost picked Rachel, and I get why he didn't. Rachel then picked a Latino Dr. Abs, which often gets discounted because I don't know skin color, but they are great for each other. On the other hand, I'm tired of seeing the people of color get booted off early in the first few weeks, but I feel like we're getting away from that trend. I just wish Matt felt free to pick whoever he felt the most spark with, whatever her shade. Thank you, 310. This is a 28-year-old black woman from the 571 area code. I completely agree with AB's assessment, and quite frankly, I'm not shocked that he felt the need to throw out the disclaimer. Matt felt that need. There's been a ton of backlash toward interracial love stories recently from the black community, i.e. Bridgerton. And foresees the possible reactions to his engagement to a woman that is, in parentheses, probably white. Personally, I just want to watch Matt fall in love regardless of his partner's race. Thank you, 571. Caitlin, biracial black and white female from Nashville. I live in Memphis now with my white husband, but I grew up in a predominantly white spaces and had a single white mother for the majority of my upbringing, similar to Matt. I'm honestly so frustrated with the hate that Matt is getting over his conversation with Chris. Ever since Matt was announced as Bachelor, people all over social media have been saying they want him to choose a black woman, which is understandable and fine. However, everyone being mad about it and responding the way they have, saying, quote, he's telling us he's not going to choose a black woman and we should have known that all along, is only proving his point about feeling that pressure. He's half white and half black. I don't see people complaining that Tayshia or Claire didn't choose a Mexican man, and I don't see people complaining about Claire choosing a biracial man, or mad that Dale proposed since Claire isn't a black woman. I felt these same pressures in grade school and college, and it's unfair. I get that people want a black love story, and I think it would be amazing for the franchise, but I think Matt handled the conversation the best he could. I also love that he acknowledged that his experiences may be different than others, and he can only speak to that. People in general should be allowed to be with whoever they want, and we shouldn't celebrate some interrelationships and be mad at others. Thank you, Caitlin. Varying perspectives, AB.
Yes. Yes, there are.
Danielle. Old black lady here, who took Matt's comments similarly to AB. He's welcome to feel that way, and we all kind of knew that was coming. Everyone who goes on this show has to be open to romantically pursuing a white person. He was originally cast for Claire. I just don't think it was a smart way to frame it. The pressure to be the Black Bachelor should be about the expectation to do right, I suppose, by the group you're representing. Not that you're going to make black people mad about the race of who you're picking, especially considering he hasn't even met any of the women yet. It's like he wrote off half the cast before he started. I'm excited for this season, and I think he'll be just fine. I care less about who he ends up with, but I am side-eyeing casting choosing a man who clearly doesn't identify as being black to be the first black bachelor. Thank you, Danielle.
Interesting. Well, these are all good. These are good. They're different, completely different sides to this argument. And I can see both sides, obviously.
Amy from Delaware.
Not an argument, just
no.
Thoughts on what he meant.
Yeah. Amy from Delaware. After rewatching the Matt and Chris sit-down conversation before the women arrived, I realized that I think the producers set this conversation up to give viewers a chance to get to know Matt better and to gain fans from all races. This is an extremely generous interpretation of what happened, I might say. Since we haven't seen him on a previous season before, most viewers won't be invested in his journey to find love. This was a chance to gain fans and to root for him, both black and white fans, now that we know more of his backstory. He said he doesn't want to let anyone down, but that did seem to imply that he prefers to date white women and that he is nervous about how some of America may react to seeing him with someone of a different skin color. I can't wait to see who he ends up with, and I wish him all the best. Positive vibes from Amy. Thank you, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Jen from DC, the black woman. AB was right. Matt was telling everyone he most likely wasn't picking a black woman. He is not wrong to feel pressure, some unfairly, as the first black bachelor. My stance is always, everyone can fall in love or vibe with who you vibe with. There was a long time my family and friends thought I would end up with a white man because of my upbringing and interests. I didn't. However, there are lots of non-black men who fetishize black women and only date black women, and I've let lots of black men who say they don't date black women for a range of different ridiculous reasons, from the angry black woman trope to, quote, I'm not attracted to black women, when black women come any way you want them. That kind of thinking is what I'm not into, and I hope that's not what was behind his discussion with Chris. Thank you, Jen. Elon. AB hit the nail on the head about Matt's, quote, people want me to end up with a certain type of person comment. As a black woman in her 30s, I felt he was clearly stating his preference for white women. My 64-year-old mom caught it, too. Obviously, nothing wrong with interracial dating in general, but black women are usually deemed as undesirable by society due to anti-blackness and misogyny. Many times, black men perpetuate this sentiment under the guise of seemingly more gentle/more inclusive phrasing. His statement was a bit of a dog whistle for those of us in the know. Hopefully, he proves us wrong, and maybe there will be a couple of black women in his top four because he could truly see a future with them. I think one of the main takeaways from all these mailbag things is, there are many interpretations of what he said. Some people are certain he said,
yeah,
I'm going to choose a white person. Some people
I take
are,
it, yeah.
Yeah. And some people think maybe he's just
talking about the pressures.
Yeah. The pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. I want it to be clear. I'm not saying I don't want it to come off as saying he can't end up with whoever he wants to out of this cast. I'm just saying when he said this to start the season, it was a little alarming to me. That's all. Yeah. That's all. It was a little alarming. Maybe he didn't mean it that way. That's just how I took it when I heard it. It was alarming to me when there's half the cast is women of color. The way he phrased it just That's how it came off to me, at least. I don't know.
As one person pointed out, perhaps Rachel could have, if she were in the room, could have helped us gain some more clarity into what he meant.
I mean, Chris was basically, Chris was just like,
damn, crazy. Anyway.
moving on.
Megan from Kentucky. Matt didn't say so, but he was speaking specifically to black women when he was referring to those who want to see him with, quote, a certain type of woman.
Yeah.
Felt like he was proactively asking for mercy from harsh opinions, and I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have major issues if he goes out of his way to disparage any of the beautiful black women on the show to justify his choices later on, or if he ends up perpetuating stereotypes that can be very harmful. I wish the show would be as intentional about choosing people who date diversely as they are about finally putting black, brown, and Asian people on the show, but one step at a time. Rachel and Atlanta, the conversation really disappointed me. The show continues to treat race as a band-aid they are forced to occasionally rip off, and they do so as quickly and painlessly as possible. When the Bachelor in Paradise incident happened, we watched a whole friggin' after-school special. Chris Harrison, through him, the show, had a chance to embody and model white allyship here with Matt by further engaging him and asking questions about his experiences, and Matt would have had an opportunity to address and maybe even utter the word, quote, racism. That said, it's in parentheses, it's not Matt's job to have to do that. These conversations came out with Tayshia a little more, but the show always leaves these conversations to be had between contestants, and I would like to see the show take an additional brave step to model a thoughtful conversation about racism between Chris, a white dude, and a lead/contestant of color, instead of always leaving the labor on the shoulders of the contestants of color who do it for the show itself. The franchise had yet another opportunity to demonstrate to Bachelor Nation an example of a white person seeking to learn and understand the experiences of a person of color, and instead they blew it. Boo, thumbs down emoji. Thank you, Rachel. Again, I'm not sure, Chris. I would not be holding my breath for that to occur, any of that to occur thoughtfully under this regime. We'll see. Elta from, I mean, remember that whole Rachel thing when she had to get on the After the Final Rose and tell people to stop being racist on social media?
Yeah, I remember that.
That didn't go over very well. Elta from Georgia.
Listen, Rachel's the perfect person to have these conversations.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're not utilizing her more. Like, that conversation, like you said, just should not have been with Chris. He has nothing to add and no desire to add anything to it. And I'm not saying that necessarily, I mean, it is a negative towards Chris, but I'm not saying it necessarily as a shot at Chris. He just hasn't, it's just not something that's in his toolbox. He doesn't have anything to help there.
It's not in his toolbox. Elta from Georgia, black woman here. While I didn't initially interpret Matt's statements as him saying he didn't end up with a white woman, once y'all pointed it out, it seems like a pretty reasonable interpretation. Part of me wants to feel annoyed by that, but that would make me a hypocrite as someone who's dated mostly white guys. I grew up in mostly white neighborhoods and my friends at school were mostly white, so it just kind of happened. But I understand the fear that he has of people expecting certain things from him because I've always wondered when I'm out and about with my guy or when we're posting pictures of us together, quote, what do people think of this? Thank you, Elta. Michelle, black girl from DC. I'm so happy this was the question of the week. I felt the same as AB about that convo. He was absolutely signaling to black viewers that we aren't getting a black love story here. My personal feeling is that he's not into black women at all, despite how diverse the cast is. We are getting a Guess Who's Coming to Dinner vibes this season. I'm not surprised at all. Thank you, Michelle. But hey, people feel strongly and differently about this.
Mm-hmm.
It will be interesting to see how it plays out. I am, for the sake of Bachelor Nation morale, I am hoping that he doesn't pick a white person. That's where I'm at right now. I want the vibes to be positive at the end of the season, something we can all get behind. But we'll see.
I hear you.
We'll see. 808 area code. I saw a theory. This is earth-shattering if true. I saw a theory floating around that Matt's conversation with Chris was filmed after he'd already chosen his presumably white final pick.
That is.
That would be unacceptable.
Wow.
As a way to temper expectations, knowing that some of the fans may be disappointed with this decision. This theory is the only way that conversation makes sense to me, but even then I find it questionable at best. I don't believe that. Logically, I can understand, and our trust level with the franchise, I can understand how it's possible. I don't believe it, because he asked, they were in front, and he asked Chris, hey, can we go talk? I buy the timeline that they presented.
I do too.
The conversation. If that conspiracy happened.
Shut it down, Rim.
Shut it down. There will be a reckoning.
Yeah.
A couple more. Anna from Iowa. I totally appreciate Matt staying true to his faith, but if it were really about grounding himself, maybe he could have done it. This is about the prayer. Did I mention that yet? I totally appreciate Matt staying true to his faith, but if it were really about grounding himself, maybe he could have done it alone. Or if he can only date Christian girls, then I hope that's all who was cast. Asking them to join in puts them in a weird place. It just gave me such uncomfortable flashbacks to being in school and having, quote, optional prayer as a Jew. Bowing my head to a Christian idol would go against Judaism, but not doing so would single me out and look disrespectful. Either way, I felt excluded, and it wasn't on national TV, so I can only imagine what that would feel like. If he wanted to pray for himself, that's fine, of course, but that's not what it seemed to be about. Thank you, Anna. Multiple people also mentioned that Abigail said on Bachelor Happy Hour AB that Serena's trip up the stairs was planned.
Mm. Okay.
Thank you to everyone who texted in. We really appreciated it. Any additional comments about the mailbag responses we got?
No. Good conversation there, Rim. Good conversations.
Do you have a question for this week?
Yes.
We will be revisiting the context of that conversation kind of based on what happens as the show goes along.
I want to know what people think about Victoria and if they think she is a good villain. Okay?
Okay. Can you phrase it in a way that will look good when I type it out and post it on Instagram?
No, that's your job, right?
You're okay with me? Do I have your permission to rephrase?
Absolutely.
Okay. 773-234-7794. Bachelor headline of the week.
Here we go, Rim.
Is this it? Should we push it back even further? Should we do something else first?
No. Here, okay. Listen. This was another bad tease by me. It's no big deal. There's plenty of explanations for what I'm going to say here, Rim. Number one, The headlines were weak this week. A lot of talk about Matt and Tyler apparently did some sort of Brazilian wax together. A lot of Matt and Tyler talk still out there, but not a lot of Bachelor content. Peter and Kelly stuff going on. I don't care about that. We got the
funny
part we already talked about, and that is mom broke up the relationship. Okay, this is from therap.com
with a W.
Yeah, W. Yep, rap with a W. The Bachelor slips from record low season premiere, still tops Monday. I am a little concerned about this season, and the ratings so far are plummeting. Rim. Record low season premiere from Matt James. Why do you think that is? Now, I can explain this week.
National
Championship
yeah.
was obviously going on at the exact same time.
It was kind of a boring game for most
bad
of it.
Game. I wasn't focused on that. I was focused on Bachelor. No. But it explains a little bit.
The Big Ten? I don't know her.
Go ahead. But why was the season premiere so low, Rim?
I don't know. Listen, ratings for basically everything that isn't live sports are plummeting. They have been for 10 years. So they're just it's just constantly new lows. I also think we just came off The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
There wasn't the rabid thirst for it. And I think last year threw everybody's viewing habits off. That's a totally nebulous reason, but I think that's a factor.
Okay.
I think just the consumer behavior has shifted so dramatically in recent years that ratings are not.
You can't look at them? Okay.
Not that you can't look at them, but like they're going to keep going down. They're just going to keep going down. But that doesn't mean fewer people are watching it necessarily.
Okay. You've calmed my nerves.
So that was the big thing that
you
had
it.
Me.
That was it, Rim.
Golly,
ratings are at an all-time low, Rim. Is that not something that's alarms
that doesn't
you?
Bother me okay. whatsoever.
Hey, okay.
Whatsoever.
I told you. No. I told you not to be bothered by it, Rim.
It's kind of fun. I told you. It's kind of fun tease.
I like scaring Rim with the headlines of the week.
You did. You did. I go, man, they canceled the show. The key element of what you said in that headline still tops Monday night.
Still tops Monday night. That's a fact.
You understand that more people watch The Bachelor than the National. You understand
it
that,
still
right?
Tops it. Yeah.
It's still a juggernaut.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Power rankings. I got mine. Do you have yours?
Yeah, just a second. Gotta plug in my computer. Go first.
AB, I think, dropped his glass of water on the floor, so I'll go first. Number four. Abigail. Is everything all right there?
All good here, Rim.
All right. Number four.
Listen, Before you start, there's a good chance I name someone here that won't even be here after this episode. Do you understand that? When they do the rose ceremony, they continue with the rose ceremony. There's a good chance I've chosen someone for my final four that is not on this week's next episode, okay? I just want to put that out there.
I defended myself against that by only choosing people who already chosen. Have roses.
Okay. Good call.
Yeah. Number four, Abigail. Number three, Lauren. Number two, Sarah. Number one, Bree. The three people who got roses on dates and Abigail, the first impression. That's chalk, okay? Those are the four biggest rose recipients thus far.
Yeah, that's a boring
Abigail,
list.
Number four. Abigail, it's a boring list, but I think it's reflective of reality at this point. Others under consideration were Rachel and Kit. There's just something about Kit. I don't know what it is. Not much time with Matt, but I think there's something with Kit.
Say that one more time for me.
Yeah, no, why not? I got all the time in the world. It hasn't been a long episode at all. This will be a breeze edit. Number four, Abigail. Number three, Lauren. Number two, Sarah. Number one, Bree. Do you understand
Bree.
What I just said?
Okay.
Bree, number one.
Okay.
Let's hear yours.
Number four, Bree. Because she went on a date and I know her name. Okay? I don't actually think there's a connection there, Rim. Do you understand me?
I had her number one.
Number three, Chelsea. She's out there stunting, Rim. She's out there stunting. She's on my mind. Okay. Number two, Katie. Keep an eye out for Katie,
I like
Rim,
Katie.
Okay?
I like Katie.
Keep an eye out for her. I know she did the vibrator thing.
What did we say? What did we say last week?
She's not a joke anymore.
No,
the vibrator's gone, by the way. Unlike Queen Victoria, that's still there. The gimmick with her is gone. That was just an icebreaker, folks.
That was an icebreaker.
Okay. Katie's there.
I feel good about Katie, and I'm glad we're on the same page. Like I said, in 3 weeks, we're going to be like, Katie was the vibe? We had no idea.
I have no idea. Number Katie. One, Abigail. Easy. Easy choice.
All right. I like those.
Yeah, those are good.
The top two
those
anyway. Are good. I like those. That's pretty good. Not bad. I expected worse. A couple of announcements. We have 971 people in the batch bracket league, AB, at the time it locked. So thank you to everyone who signed up to play. I hope everyone got their picks in, and I hope nobody cheated. We'll just do the top 150 roundup. Top 150 in ties, golf tournament style, are eligible for the prize raffle. That includes stickers and grand prize of a t-shirt. The winners of last season have already received their stickers with a little handwritten note from
a little bit of penmanship. A little something special.
If I wrote 10 of those, I threw away 20 index cards because of messing up with a pen. That's how bad my handwriting is. So, keep an eye on that. There's no points scored yet because the rose ceremony is not over. Yep. The Facebook group, AB.
Wow, Rim. Wow.
Thanks to everyone who's joined. Positive vibes so far. Love to see.
The vibes are so good in there, Rim. Are you kidding me?
It's good. You, I think, know more than I. I'm scared to go in there, straight up. I'll be honest.
I'm in there all the time. You got me a little nervous to be what I should be doing. I don't know what I should be doing in there. How am I supposed to act? Someone let me know. How am I supposed to act in there?
Just be yourself, AB.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be comment, if it's even in...
Do whatever you want. Remember.
I commented a little bit. I've been in there. I've been enjoying myself in there, just reading the comments from people.
It's positive.
It's good. It made my week. I think I said that in there. It's made my week.
Thank you to the moderators who volunteered, Carrie, Kimberly, Rachel, Maggie, Erica, and Yelena.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Here's my hesitancy with it. I don't want to be, I don't like to consume Bachelor takes because then I don't want to absorb them and steal them.
Takes. Yeah, I hear you.
And I feel weird about people saying things like
nice things. Yeah.
That's I don't like reading nice things about myself.
Sure.
So I don't, but anyway, I don't know how many people are in
it.
A lot of people are in it now. 700 some. So we'll link it in the episode description, but positive vibes only. We appreciate it.
1,000 by next week. I'm just going to put that out there.
Oh,
Rim.
Yeah. That's the other thing. You said 500. I scoffed.
Got it easy, Rim.
Past 500 in 2 days.
1,000 next week. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I need.
Yeah. At this point, it'd be a disappointment if that's not the case. Refer a Friend Month. Speaking of.
Wow.
Any news on the Refer a Friend Month front?
It's still going really strong, Rim. I've heard from the streets. It's going really strong. People are really taking to it.
So all month. Refer your friends. We appreciate it. Only this month, though. There's no more referring friends come February. Everybody knows. Anything else, AB? Long episode.
Big announcement next week.
That's true.
Big one. There's a big one.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. I appreciate you listening. We appreciate you listening. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.